Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello?
Podcast Network Asia.
You're listening to the Unique Life Podcast, and we are powered by Podcast Network Asia and Podmetrics. Hello, this is Jason Law, and welcome to another episode of The Unique Life, where we unbox the real you, unboxing life and the wonders of your personality. And for today's episode, we are going to unbox Mother's Day. Who among you are happy with your mother? Who among you, you have great memories of your mom? For me, I have both scary memories and great memories of my mom. Because when I was young, she would always spank me if my test paper, if I have scores that would be less than 80. If it's a 79, you know, the passing grade is 75. But if it's 79, oh my goodness, I'm going to get a beating of my life. The beating of my life. And to the point na lumuluhod ako sa mom ko. Whenever I fail an exam, I'll show her my test paper. I'll beg her not to spank me. Mom ko kasi, we're half Spanish. That's why my middle name is Logan. And alam niyo, mga Espanyol, medyo talagang strict. So, the memories, the nightmares pala. Yung papaluin ka sa ng stick, ng belt, sa puwet. Tapos, yung papaluin ka ng ano, ng chinelas, minsan hindi niya makontrol yung temper niya, tatamaan ka sa mukha, pak! After 1 minute, anak, sorry, masakit ba? Aba, syempre, namumula yung mukha ko. Or pagkatapos ng ano, yung temper tantrum, after 1 minute, 2 minutes, anak, sorry, pasensya ka na. Hindi ko sinasadya, kaya ako yung ginagawa dahil mahal kita. Sana hindi mo na lang ako mahalin. Ganun yung experience ko dati sa mom ko. And when I was getting older and older, I wasn't close to my mom until like when I was 21, 22. And then I became closer to her. My mom became more tender-hearted as she became older and older. And then my mom actually passed away more than 10 years ago. But before that, on her deathbed, we're five in the family. My four siblings haven't eaten yet. I was left alone with my mom in the ICU. And hinihilot ko yung noon ng mom ko. Sabi ko sa mom ko, Mommy, mahal na mahal ka namin. Hindi ka namin pababayaan. Nandito lang kami. Huwag ka matakot. We will take care of you. Hindi ka namin iiwan. Dito lang ako sa tabi mo. Inangat ng mom ko yung oxygen mask niya. Tumingin sa akin. Naghuling bilin. Sabi niya, anak, huwag mo na lang hawakan yung noo ko. Ang gaspang kasi ng kamay mo eh. And mamamatay na to, nagpapatawa ba? After 2 days, my mom passed. She died. And I can still remember how beautiful my mom was in the coffin. And all the relatives there, lots and lots of people who loved her. My mom is an influential rooster. And a few years before that, my business went bankrupt. I lost money by the buckets, lost my business, was in deep, deep debt. My mom was the first person who called me. You see, by this time, my dad passed earlier, a few years earlier, and my mom had cancer. When she called me, he told me, Jason, I have a little money. I want to lend it to you. Papahiram ko muna sa'yo, anak. Sabi ko, Mommy, wag na lang, alam ko, nahirapan kayo ngayon. Ikaw din yung situation mo. I will try to, I'll manage, I'll find a way to get out of this situation, this predicament. And sabi niya sa akin, anak, huwag ka mag-alala, may pera ako, paperam ko sa ito. So yung piniram sa akin ng mom ko, it wasn't that big, but I know it was significant to my mom. And it really encouraged me. And because my debt was huge, it only like lasted for a week or two. Naubos ko kagad yung pera, pinambayad ko sa creditors, left a little for myself, for our family, for my family, because my wife or my two babies were still very young at that time. And yung nagbalun-balun na yung problem, my mom was the first who called me. And then on her deathbed, yung pagkaangat niya ng oxygen mask, sabi sa akin ng mom ko, anak, natatandaan mo yung pera na hiniram mo sa akin. Actually, hindi ko naman papahiram yan sa'yo eh. Ibibigay ko yan sa'yo. Para yan sa mga anak mo. Hindi ko na lang sinabi sa'yo noon time na yun, pero bibigay ko talaga yan sa'yo. And then my mom died after 2 days. It was so painful to me because I wasn't able to keep my promise to my mom that I would pay her that debt. And after that, it kept me motivated to get out of debt and to pay all of my business debts until finally I was debt free. And I wrote my book, Determined. Today, thousands of people have read it. And every time someone who would message me, it reminded me of my mom. How I honored or I wanted to honor my mom because of the money that she lent me. And it's a way for me to honor her memory, to turn something painful into something beautiful. It took me years of carrying that burden. And I'm sure many of you listeners have memories of your mom, whether it be good times or difficult times, your mom was there. Alam niyo naman ang mga nanay, no? They take all roles seriously. I mean, how many roles have moms taken? Your mom have assumed to help the family, to take care of you when you were young. Your mom is a nurse, counselor. She's a nutritionist. She's an instructor. She's an accountant. She's a cook. She is a driver. She is a tutor. She is a massage therapist. Ang dami yung mga ginagawa ng mom, and yet they don't get a single penny from it. The most difficult job in the world is being a housewife. If you haven't grabbed a copy of my books, you can check them out on Shopee. Just type Unique, that's Younique, Unique Publishing, and you will find my 4 books there, Unique, Unique Youth, and Uniquely in Love on the 4 personality types, and Determined, Take Control of Your Finances and Your Life, my book on behavioral finance. And this special promo is just for you, my podcast listeners. Chat us there that you discovered this promo here in my podcast, and you will get for every purchase of my book a free unique mask worth 250 pesos. You can choose from the different personality type designs there and grab a copy today. This promo is available until supplies last. Kaya pag tinatanong ko yung mga housewives, no, or moms, what they do, they would tell me, housewife lang ako. Ladies, if housewife kayo, be proud of it. Kasi ang housewife, grabe ang ginagawa nyo, no? You are taking care of the home. And this has nothing to do with working moms, because we know that you are, in a way, honored in what you're doing. But my daughter's here with me. She's sneezing and she covered her mouth. Hey, Gabby, come here. The listeners want to hear from you. Think of the 3 most important things you love about your mom.
Number 1, she supports me. Number 2, she uh, she still, even if she does all your, even if she's your employee in every way, she's your email maker, she's your...
She's not my employee! I'm talking about you, not me!
She still homeschools us. And number three, she tries to make time for us.
Do you love you? Do you love your mom?
Yeah.
How come you're not sure? From 100, how much do you love her?
100.
And is she hardworking?
Yeah.
A little or very?
Very.
Mm. So now, what are the things that you love about your dad? Okay, next topic, because that's Father's Day. And I know you got something nasty to say. Well, introduce yourself first. Come on.
I'm Gabby.
Okay. And she's not part of the Addams family. Come on, answer. How old are you? What grade are you now?
I'm 12 and I'm grade 7.
Mm-hmm. And she's turning 13. And our topic a while ago before I recorded this is that I'm about to turn 13. Where are we going? How are we going to celebrate? I told her we're going to reserve the most expensive hotel. But because there's a pandemic, I'm sorry, we won't be able to do it. But you know, Gabby is just a little bit more reserved. But you see, my kids... my wife actually sacrificed her work. She was an operations manager of a talent company. Back then, they only had one talent, but now the company has more than 100 talents. And my wife sacrificed that because she wanted to stay with our children. So you have to remember, for the moms, you have the most important job in the world. Don't take yourself for granted, and I want to honor you. And if you are, and if you still have your mom, like me, I don't have my parents anymore, tell your parents that you love them as much as you can, because you'll never know when they have to say goodbye. It's just too quick. Time just flies. When we are with our loved ones, we sometimes miss this. The most valuable things that we have right now, we only value them when they are gone. We only value them when they are not there anymore. We only value them when the time has passed. And it's something that you cannot turn back. Tell your mom, or even your dad, that you love them. And the Bible says that you will actually live if you honor your parents. A long and blessed life. And honoring your mom is not about them earning it. Because we have this, we believe in this principle that respect is earned, right? Yes, for most instances, except when it comes to your parents. Because for parents, honor is something that you have to give them. The fifth commandment in the Bible says, honor your father and mother. And along with it is a promise so that you can and you will live a long, not just a long, but also a blessed life. Wow. And some kids right now, some people, they are not blessed because they haven't really abided by this law, by this rule that we love our parents and honor them. And if you don't feel like loving them because they're not honorable, you still honor them. And one day, you won't regret your decision to build relationship with your parents, your mom, because once they see that you honor them, once you see that you love them, even if they are not lovable, one day, you will get to see your parents, and your parents will be thankful to you that you've respected them, you've loved them, and maintained that relationship with them. Even if they're not reciprocating it, I believe that one day they will. and it will be one of the best decisions that you will make in your life. It was Leonardo DiCaprio who said that his mom is a walking miracle. I agree. His mom is a walking miracle. And Abraham Lincoln said, no one is poor who had a godly mother. So all the moms out there, happy Mother's Day. And to all the everyone here who has a mom, tell your mom that you love her. You will never regret doing that. Again, this is Jason Law. This is just a light episode of the Unique Life Show where we unbox Mother's Day. Thank you so much for listening. God bless everyone.
Hey, check out passionfruitph.com, our partner here in the Unique Life, Passion Fruit Marketing. So if you have any needs for your marketing or your passion projects, they are the people you should talk to.
Want to unbox your full unique personality? You can grab a copy of my books, Unique, Unique Youth, and Uniquely in Love. Find them in my website, jasonlaw.com. That's J-A-Y-S-O-N-L-O. You can also follow me in Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter so that we can keep in touch at Jason Law. See you in the next episode.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.